Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You look at the great creatives and the great saints and the great humanitarians and the great titans of industry. Many of them got up at 5 a.m. Even right now, you've got Tim Cook and you've got Howard Schultz, and it goes on and on.
I get up really early. Early bird. Like at 4 to 5.
And you still wake up at 4 a.m.?
4:30.
Pick a time and start waking up at that time every day. Doesn't have to be 4:40. It could be 8 o'clock. Could be 7 o'clock. Doesn't matter. Could be 11 o'clock. But try and go to bed around the same time and try and wake up around the same time. And that's going to be a great foundation for everything that you're doing.
Keeping promises to yourself is just this insanely powerful tactic.
Before the sun rises is the time of least distraction. Before the sun rises, where you can build intimacy and fluency with what you want to stand for in your day.
I run in the morning, right? And those morning runs for me provide a lot of solitude. It's that one time where I have an hour, hour and a half every day. It's dark out. It's quiet. I don't have my phone. There's no notifications. My mind is clear. It is some of the most powerful moments of my day. And I need that more mentally than physically.
Right, so we have to do the thing that our body wants us to do. Be congruent with the man you want to be. If you don't, the inner self-talk will always be negative. Tomorrow, live congruently to the man you want to be. Don't hit the snooze button. Maybe you're sick and tired of hitting the snooze button. Just literally flip the switch.
There's not a motherfucker that's up. There's not a car. There's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it.
I don't need an alarm clock. All I need is my passion to wake me up. All I need is my passion to push me. All I need is my passion to grind. Are you ready to be your own boss? Well, it's time to boss up and get rid of that alarm clock and allow your internal clock.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
To get you going, you've decided that you're not going to allow your circumstances to define you. You've decided that you're not going to allow the events, the things, the people, life, determine who you become. No alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me up. This is about you finally being your own boss. This is about being inspired to be your best without somebody else pushing you. This is about pushing yourself. You're not going to go through life being a whiner, being a complainer, but you're going to take responsibility for what it is that you want to create. The greatest ability that God has given humankind above the animals is the ability to choose.
To wake up and grind like it's your only moment. I need you to practice like it's your only moment. I need you to study like it's your only moment. I need you to play like you ain't got nothing else. If I lose speaking, I don't know what I'm gonna do. So every single day, I just like to see if I still got it. I just want to see at 54 if I can still come into a room and I can still light you up. I just want to see if I can take your mind and stretch it in a way you've never stretched. I just want to see if I can bring that dog out of you. I just want to see if you got that heart. I'm playing right now. I ain't making the money I normally make, but why am I doing it? This is all I got.
How can people become a morning person?
3 days of pain, the rest is easy.
If you've got the talent and you can work on the hard work and put them both together, then you give yourself the best chance of becoming a top athlete.
When you start to build yourself up and start to have real, authentic confidence from hard work, everything else going away.
What's the secret to success? Hard work, hard work, hard work.
The key with me is just always finding what the anchor is. And the anchor is
getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day before anybody else and grounding my thought process in the no one will outwork me.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
No one.
The true secret of success is to accept the truth that the only path is the path of hard work and productivity.
You understand that if you struggle now, you stand tall later. You understand that if you suffer now, you smile later. You understand that if you sacrifice now, you will succeed later.
When I realized that I can learn through hard work, and I can beat the valedictorian in school if I got put in 10 hours more a day than he does. You know what kind of strength comes from that? When you're sitting down, that guy, that valedictorian studied for an hour, and you know, I caught you. I caught you, and I am dumb. But I have the work ethic to catch you. That's where David Goggins got really invented.
How can a champion be a champion without hard work? Can you get that promotion that you know you deserved without hard work? How can you be the best father or mother you can be without hard work?
Consistency. Sometimes you beat people not because you're better. You just wear them out. You just wear them down. This is going to be the year with some team. You're just going to wear them out.
How can you get to the next level without hard work?
I'm telling y'all got to get to the place, bro, where you execute, where you get it done, and when you come out, they just scared because you out. When Mike Tyson came out, he didn't have to fight 80% of his fight. He just came out, and because people knew he could execute, boom, 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 boom. When you get results, when you execute, man, it's a difference.
Don't wait for someday. There are 7 days in the week. Someday isn't one of them.
What God has blessed you with, the talent, he's given it to you. To play ball. He gave it to you. You just was blessed with it. Now you got to put in that work.
I want to introduce y'all to this very simple concept. That if you want it, you got to go get it. Some of y'all got this concept of what you want to accomplish. You know, some of y'all are motivated by broke. I'm broke. I'm stuck. I'm fucked up. I can't do nothing. Other folks are motivated by materialistic things. It's a very simple concept. If you want it, you gotta go get it.
How bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you wanna live or breathe or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with you. But a lot of people, most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it.
You know, there comes a day, man. Everyone's going to have this day. There comes a day where being average, being mediocre is just sickening to you. It's just sickening. It makes you want to throw up because you've seen people with far less talent than you. As you're growing up with them, their childhood buddies, whatever else, they didn't have what you had. Yet now they're going to become something that you haven't. There comes that day. It's either when you're young, you know, and it strikes you on the baseball field because you're sick of striking out. Or it's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, and your wife and kids are on your ass because you don't know how to support them anymore. There comes a f***ing day where push comes to shove.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
where being mediocre, being like average and shit just burns and sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day, and you get off your fucking ass and you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out, but you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much fucking pain and commitment. It's time to unwrap the potential you can be. Superior, man. It's within you.
I'm not talented. It was life and death. Either you live or you die. Which one do you want, Tom? That was the decision. In the corporate life and in the gym. But if you want something bad enough, if you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something. I'll repeat that. If you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something, not even yourself. A lot of days I'm like, oh, you can't do this, Tom. You can't be as quick as a 30-year-old on the computer. Bullshit! Let me show you. I mean, I would have arguments with myself. I could do it. People doubted me. I doubted myself sometimes, too. But you know what? I watched Arnold fall down. Nobody remembers when he fell down. Arnold wasn't the glorified winner as he was in the first 70 through 75. He got up and became a famous film star. He became governor. He kept getting up and getting up. That's what it takes. To do anything successfully in life, you've got to want it as bad as you want to breathe. And if you want it that bad, if you're willing to give it that much, you get a big piece of what you want. And dreams do come true. Anything you want can happen and become a reality. I believe that sincerely, and I'll die on that thought.
I say I made a full commitment that I'm going to go and be a bodybuilding champion. I made a full commitment that I'm going to be in America. I made a full commitment that I'm going to get into show business and I'm going to be a leading man. No matter what it takes, I will do the work. I will do the work over and over and over until I get it. And the same was in politics and everything like that. So to me, it is very dangerous to have a plan B because you're cutting yourself off from the chance of really succeeding.
One day I made a decision that enough is enough. I'm tired of being average. I'm tired. I'm tired of being good. I'm tired. I want to go to the dealership and buy the best car. I want to move to the nicest neighborhood. I want to fly first class. I want to go to Hawaii. I want to go to Australia. I made a decision. Enough is enough. It's showtime.
The hour is now for game changers to emerge out of obscurity and into victory. Take the throne with everything that you have in you.
Nobody cares where you started. Nobody's stopping you. There's nobody that's got to take your resume. There's no grades that matter. None of it. What matters is, are you willing to hustle? And how bad do you want it?
Master the three W's. You got to want it, you got to work it, and you got to win it.
I know that's right.
Now, how bad do you want it?
A lot of times people tend to get very comfortable with themselves, and they're always celebrating the same victories over and over and over again. But the moment they get uncomfortable or they find themselves in a new environment, they either freeze up or they go back. You got to be the person that wants to go a little bit further in whatever it is that you're doing in your life. Remember, as you live, there is opportunity to be greater.
Dreams are that moment where you pick your head up and you get really quiet and you tune in to what your mind, body, and spirit is telling you. Kind of aim that inner compass out into the distance and you ask yourself, where do I want to go? Like if you think about 5 or 10 years from now, and the easiest way for me to figure out that is, who am I jealous of? That usually shows up a lot faster than who am I inspired by? Because jealousy is just blocked desire. You can't feel jealous of somebody unless you authentically want something for real that you think that they have. And the jealousy happens because you have somewhere in your psyche told yourself you can't have it.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
That if you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for it, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, and if you gladly sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it and lose all your terror of the opposition for it, and if you simply go after that thing that you want with all of your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, and confidence, and stern pertinacity, if neither cold poverty, famish, or cold, sickness, or pain, or body and brain can keep you away from the thing that you want, if dogged and grim, you besiege and beset it, with the help of God, you'll get it.
The only thing you care about when you're trying to breathe is to get some fresh air. That's it. And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful, as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want to party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep. Some of you love sleep more than you love success. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, you've got to be willing to give up sleep.
The hour is now. I am your replacement. I am coming for the throne. I'm coming for every room that you locked me out of. Every realm that I step into, I will dominate.
You cannot listen to the naysayers. Imagine, you go from studio executive, from agent to agent, from manager to manager, and they all said exactly the same thing. Now that's very encouraging, isn't it? But you know something? I didn't give a shit. I didn't. Because I believed that I can be a leading man.
That's the game, right? Like, either you're right or you're wrong. Either you win or you lose. But if you're gonna come to me and tell me you don't have time, in a world where I work every fucking second for 18 hours a day, right? You're gonna have a tough time making me feel bad that it's not happening for you, because that's part of it.
It's simple. It's now or never time.
What would have had to have happened in a week for you to look back on that week with pride? Okay, maybe stop breaking promises to yourself. When you say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow at 7 a.m., and when the option comes to hit the snooze button, don't do it. There's one win that you've got for the day. That's action.
So it all comes down to this moment. This moment is the only time we can transform, and I say joy now or never.
Don't miss the opportunity of this moment, because the days are going to be long, but the months will be short.
You have an opportunity. Seize the opportunity.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We all get wake-up calls. We get wake-up calls in our relationship. We get wake-up calls in our finances. And some people, the phone's ringing off the hook right now. They're getting wake-up calls on a bunch of things. They're at home with their family, and they're starting to realize, I was disconnected from my family. I haven't been plugged in. They got a wake-up call on their relationships at home. They've gotten a wake-up call on, you know, I don't have any savings, and I'm deeply in debt. This isn't working. And so the cool thing is, when you get the call, then you have to make the choice. Are you going to answer the phone? If you pick the phone up, that means, baby, it's time to change. Are you going to answer the phone? Are you going to change your life where you say, never again?
Maybe it's time to increase your quality of life. Maybe instead of staying in the middle back seat, it's time to upgrade to the exit row.
Or business class.
Business class. Yeah. Or maybe it's time to eat at a different restaurant. Maybe it's time to really think about your money dial and say, hey, I always claim that wellness is important, and yet I'm still eating like the same old thing I used to eat 10 years ago. Maybe it's time to upgrade what I eat and where I work out and all that kind of stuff, my gear. You can do that. Yeah. You've made it. You already won the basic game. So now you get to benefit from it.
I believe if you're the kind of person that has spent too much time thinking about where to go, then it's time to get in the car and start driving.
And you have to be able to pivot quickly. You have to be able to adjust fast. You have to constantly be aware of the changes around you. And you don't have time to kind of say, well, I'm going to give it 6 months and think about it. You know, you give it 6 days and hit it. The fastest person doesn't win the race. It's the person who starts first.
Be the now what you want to be later. It starts right now. And if you're not doing the now, don't ever expect the later to be the person you want to look in the mirror. Everyone's like, oh, later in life, I want to do this. Later in life, I want to do that. Later in life is turning around, looking in the mirror right now. That's the later in life. And unless that turnaround is something in progression, later in life ain't gonna be anything different.
Absolutely, you do whatever it takes, okay? Even if it risks your life, that's your dream. I made the decision that, look, this is what I wanna do. Somebody's give me an opportunity, I'm gonna take advantage of it. I have 24 hours in the day. I try to take advantage of every hour.
Yeah, most days I just want to wake up and make the most of the time I have. I realize it's finite and that I think I'm here for some purpose. That's what I was trained to believe in my own family spiritually, like we're all here for some purpose to give. Then mostly I'm just like constantly worried that I'm not fulfilling that promise. Mm. I was like, wow, if I'm not pushing myself to do more and to have more impact, then I'm not really taking full advantage of why I'm here.
Because if you spend your time learning too much and never acting, you're going to fail, right? If you spend your time acting, but you're never learning what you're doing, you're going to fail. If you spend your time chasing opportunity and never doing anything, you're going to be at best in some famous person's entourage, right? I think that's how those people end up there, because you see opportunity, but you never act.
As humans, I've realized like we all have these reservoirs of this untapped potential inside of us and can achieve these extraordinary things when we're focused, when we shine positivity and light, when we lean into those that we love and uplift and co-create together.
But we usually don't pay attention to what's here right now. Right now, you and I are here.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Everything we think our story is, our accomplishments, our problems, are BS. We're just this moment.
It's true.
And everyone watching this, if you really understand the highest truth of what's going on, we're all even. There's no, this person is better or less, and there's none of that. We're just this space that's here. Now from here, you have sky's the limit possibilities.
I chased opportunity, like viciously chased opportunity. Then I learned once I got there, and then I didn't hesitate to apply it.
You know, the worst thing you could ever do is if you're pursuing the wrong dream or if your dream changes and you don't change with it.
I know from a personal level what that feels like, to be in pain or to feel like you're not worthy or that, you know, you're never gonna be anything.
And I was like, you know what? It's time for me to free my own mind.
Yeah.
And resentment and anger and all these things that I kind of will just keep internally, it's time to rewrite the story.
If you're about to make a change in your life and you feel uncomfortable, that's the best feeling you can have. Because for the first time in your life, you're making a decision that's gonna be best for you.
Now is your time. It's your moment. It is your day. Now is your time to win. Now is your time to make a difference. Now is is your time to have an impact. Now is your time to make straight A's. Now is your time to be noticed. Now is your time to be heard. Now is your time to be seen. Now is your time to do this thing. It's your moment.
The only belief that matters is that if you put time and energy into getting better at something, you'll actually get better. And that those skills have utility. And typically when somebody learns something easier, we say, oh, they were born with it. But the reality is they get a disproportionate return on the amount of time that they spend studying that thing. They still have to study that thing. And so you don't find people achieving just levels of greatness. You know, even take a LeBron, who the amount of time that he spends working on his craft, making sure that his body's in peak physical condition, reading the game, all of that. He has to do all that, even though he has also incredible natural talent. So it can be useful to look for areas where, hey, I have a love for this thing and I'm good at it. I get a disproportionate return. That's a better way to think of it. That when I put energy into learning this thing, I get maybe 1.3x return on that versus somebody else who might get a 0.7 return. But what I want everybody to understand is you get a return. And so once you understand that you get a return, it may take you longer. You may have to work harder than somebody else. But if you love it enough and you want to be that thing, then you can become that thing.
But now is your moment. Now is your time.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Now's the time where the talking is done. Now is the moment where you got to make a decision. And the decision is simply this. Are you ready to take the next step? Are you ready to start the new chapter? Are you ready to go and build a legacy? Are you ready? Are you ready?
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.